Okay. LibreSock project is creating a free and open source chip design for a family of system on chip products for powering routers, cell phones, laptops, your laptop maybe in the future. So it uses the power structure set augmented with 3D opcodes, accelerating 3D graphics, and also video acceleration opcodes and audio decoders and encoders. So we need it for avoiding write proprietary binary blobs and drivers, and no reverse engineering needed for supporting our hardware. And well, it is hard to do, so we do it by grants and donations. We use a pool of community experts on Usenet, IRC, academia, and also commercial partners, which will produce our chip, as you see later. So it is architecture is a traditional fetch decode issue and execute pipeline, but to increase performance, you use parallel decoders to decode instructions in advance, a vectored issue, so you can one instruction can generate many results at one time, utilizing the function units of the chip with the parallel execution units, and managing all things, scoreboard, dependency tracking design. Well, we started from zero, from the PowerISA instruction set specification as published by the Open Power Foundation, which is an open standard. You can submit extensions to it, and that's one of the reasons we chose the Power architecture. So the Power has this big manual with all the assembly instructions and all these formats, and we take these formats, these tables, and auto-generate by Python, a Python decoder from these specifications. And the specification of the Power architecture also has a pseudocode, and with this pseudocode, which is for humans, but we'll use it for auto-translation to a simulator, Python simulator. And we start from the beginning, just simulating instructions in software. Then you do use the simulator to test against this one, the last one, and the hardware simulator will verify against the software simulator, and finally FPGA and even an ASIC. Let's jump here. So this is like an, imagine you have an add instruction coming in, and the ALU has to process it, but before processing it, it has to receive operands, like add what? A and B. But A and B can be the result of a previous instruction which is still being processed. So it has to wait. Wait where? In here. And here and here. And when it has to have a read transaction, then it will fill the buffers, then the add instructions can proceed. And it will generate a result and condition codes. But maybe you cannot write them right now because we'll overwrite another instruction. So we wait here and here also. And this has to be managed. So one of my tasks is to simulate this to see if it works well and do what? Formal verification, which is so good, so interesting. With normal simulation, you just throw random inputs maybe in some test cases, but how do you know that you didn't hit a corner case? Well, the formal verification is like it's try everything at once. Actually, it starts from a bad result that you don't want to have, and it shows you the input which reaches that bad result. Yes. So that's the beauty of the thing. We get a simple core First, we do not do these function units all in parallel. We just use one to test all of this is working. Put it here. And then we read an instruction, decode instruction, and then run the instruction. Terribly slowly, but we validate the function units and the decoder. Next step, which we did already, is we vectorize it. So we put a read 64, because there are 32 instructions, you add a vector prefix to them, and this vector prefix will tell you to read a predicate. So from the vector you say, no, I don't want all of them, I want the even ones or the odd ones, or the ones with passed a test, like a if then else, but vectorized. And then you run the vector loop. So one instruction, again, can generate many, can take the place of many, many instructions. And, well, now we go to the next steps. We have this working, now we have to do it in parallel. We want to have performance. It is working, now performance. So to be performant, we need to, while you're executing one instruction, you are decoding the next one, and you are fetching the next one. And if there is a jump instruction by chance, and it doesn't match what you are fetching, you have to reset the pipeline. Yes. Object test. Well, where you are right now, we have a development environment that any of you can download and test in your computer. You can do, it is run in a shroot, and you can do make test to run the unit tests. And if you have an FPGA board, you can compile the bitstream and put into a supported board. And we even did a ASIC with it. Well, for the ASIC, we need the PDK, which is a process development kit that the factories don't divulge it, that don't give it to you freely. So that part is done by a third party. We don't touch proprietary stuff. But, well, it was done, yes, and we hope in the future to have a free PDK with it. So the FPGA is booted. We have a bare metal, like Arduino-like FPGA team running. Zephyr OS was ported with network, so networking was proofed. And the Linux with a serial console. Yes. We have the test silicon with that little simple core. And it is being carefully tested because we have few chips produced. We want not to burn them, so they are tested in a lab. Yes. Binotil Sports is underway with the new instructions, vector instructions already. And these new instructions being submitted to the Open Power Foundation for standardization. And we are porting algorithms, cryptographic algorithms, and multimedia, etc. So what you aim? You aim to port and boot a Linux distro in the future, eventually. We want to have a full toolchain, GCC, Binutils with vectorization, define the extensions to include the texture opcodes for 3D acceleration. So you notice there will not be a GPU, the instructions, the CPU will be the GPU. And well, we need the hardware and software developers and testers. And also, well, documentation, optional? No, okay. So who will build the chips? Well, you just have research money, right? Well, who will produce thousands of chips for the market? Well, we are partnered with Red Semiconductor, which has the mission of producing these chips, producing a powerful, power-efficient chip with our core. So if you see some of them, some of them, with this logo on the shirts, you can talk to them. You hear, hello, David, hello, people. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very Stone? Yeah. Thank you very much for the presentation. There's a few minutes left for questions. So in the back of the room I see someone waving. Just a moment.
Thanks for your presentation. You said that you had some test chips going on. What's the status of the bring up? Like, how far did you get in the bring up process?
Okay, we know the clock is working. It has the ASIC, it's not only for LibreSoc, but for the academic institution to test their design. So they are testing the clock generation. And well, we know the clock generation works. Just that.
So maybe anyone else with a question? Okay. Thank you for your attention.